last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services. Driving your business growth. Visit ForvisMazars.ie.
And you're welcome back to The Last Word. It's Ian Guider standing in for Matt today. Time for the business news, and Brian Carey, business editor of the Sunday Times, is with us. Brian, there are figures put out by the Central Statistics Office today, and they are looking in particular at the aviation leasing sector. Ireland is a global player in this. I think we're the world's biggest aviation leasing company. All the big firms are based here, and if there's somebody working in it, you're absolutely coining it.
Well, absolutely. I think unless you're a medical doctor, I think the salaries that are earned in aircraft leasing far outstrip most sectors. Even a lot of the high tech companies would struggle to meet the salaries that are paid in this sector. You're quite right. Ireland is the dominant global player in aircraft leasing. About 65% or thereabouts of all leased aircraft are leased through Dublin. And that's reflected in the huge earnings that are made, over 210,000 per year is the average salary for the 3,000 lucky people who work in the leasing sector. And I suppose if you want to look at the gender breakdown there, there is a significant gender pay gap. About 38% of the employees in the sector are women, and the average salary for women, 137,000, average salary for men, 249. So a considerable gap, but good to hear that that gap is at least closing, and the earnings of women in the leasing sector are growing at a rate about three times as fast as men.
We talk about multinational companies and technology companies and pharma companies an awful lot, but this must be worth a lot of money to the Irish taxpayer and the Irish exchequer, given the amount of people employed, the salaries, the bonuses, and all the services they use as well.
Well, absolutely. There's a huge spin-off effect from it. If you were to look at the salaries alone and income tax, and if they were to pay the full income tax on it, you'd be looking at an income tax haul of about 250 million. Now, interestingly, because the way the leasing sector is set up and the financial engineering involved, they pay actually less corporation tax than they do pay than the employees pay income tax.
Indeed,
the corporation tax haul from the sector is quite low. It's about 100 million. So it's quite possible that the actual income tax, the money paid, tax paid by the employees in aircraft leasing is almost twice as high. But you're right, there's a massive, this is just the sector itself, but there's a huge spin-off, particularly in the accountancy sector and particularly in the legal, and the law firms and the accountancy firms do exceptionally well out of the aircraft leasing sector, and is part of the reason why they have been booming in recent years as well, is on the back of work that they do for the sector.
Far be it for me to advise any 17 and 18 year old doing your leaving cert next year and wondering what to put on your CAO form, but I'd imagine something related to aviation leasing, accounting or law or finance around it might set you up for life in that €206,000 per year average salary. Brian, let's move on. Can I talk about, before we get on to this big international story I want to get to, but can we just talk about an Irish company called Glambia, which is in the food sector. It makes protein shakes and protein drinks and various many other things, and it has its financial results out today.
Yeah, some good news for Glambia shareholders. It's been a tough enough time over the last year for the shareholders, and indeed for its chief executive, Hugh McGuire, who's been under a bit of pressure. And the reason is Glambia's main product is, as you said, is protein supplements, shakes, etc. And there has been a massive boom in demand. The world has gone protein mad in terms of trying to get protein into their diet. And as a result, the demand for whey, which is a byproduct of cheese manufacturing, has just gone through the roof, and as a result, price has gone through the roof, and Glambia's margins have been really sliced. The company's had a massive fall, 20% plus fall in its share price earlier this year when it laid out I suppose that all the gory details of the increase in whey prices, but it's started to make some progress in terms of recovering price, recovering those cost increases by price increases in Europe, and also by continuing high demand for these protein products in America. And the shares are up about 14% in trading today on the back of better than expected half-year results. So things are looking a lot brighter for Glanbia. Also, over the next year, it's expected that there's going to be a lot more production of whey in the critical American market, and that should bring down the price because there's more supply. Should bring down the price, and Glanbia should be back in true recovery mode. And it kind of needs it. There's a couple of shareholders who are very, very upset about what's been happening to the share price and have been putting pressure.
I want to move on to a big international business story that broke last night in America, and this is around Google's Chrome internet browser, which I think most people, if you're using the internet on a computer, you are probably using Chrome as your browser. And it's owned, obviously, by Google. But there's been a bid from it from a very small company that very few people probably have never heard of.
Yeah, it's the aptly named Perplexity AI. And I think a lot of people were perplexed when this story kind of broke overnight as to who they are and what are they up to. It has a couple of very, very high-profile backers, including Amazon boss and founder Jeff Bezos, and also the chip maker NVIDIA, who is behind a lot of the AI-enabling microchips. So it was set up by a former Google employee as well, which kind of adds a little bit of spice to it. But effectively, what's happened here is that Google, a U.S. federal judge, is expected to issue a ruling later this month, which could see Google being ordered to break its search business away from the browser business. As you say, Chrome is a dominant browser. About 65% of the global market is in Chrome. And what the Department of Justice in America is pushing for is that Chrome be separated from Google. And so the search engine and the browser.
And Perplexity, if you want to buy it, are going to have to pay the guts of $35 billion. Brian Carey, business editor from the Sunday Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.